everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron. Not going to lie, I'm fresh off a bachelorette party, so I'm a little hoarse and I'm a little tired, but that's okay because I have a great guest and he's going to help me bring it, and we're going to get the tea and we're going to catch up. Ivan Hall, how are you?
I'm doing great, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me. I feel like I have so much to ask you about because you were on two of like crazier seasons in the last couple years of this program.
I definitely agree that it's been some crazy times, especially my times on there. I've run the gambit of bachelor experiences, I would say.
I kind of love that for you though, because you got to check it all off in like one crazy year. When the world was kind of falling apart anyway. So why not just throw yourself into this mess, right?
Exactly.
So obviously we met you on Claire/Tayshia's season of the show, which I just remember when all of that was full unfolding, the Claire switch up and what was true and what wasn't true and the shutdown and everything. What were you guys thinking? One, when they initially just were like, okay, you know, Claire's the bachelorette, but now we can't film for, we don't know how long, I assume they told you because of COVID. And then they kind of kept you guys like on retainer, but then there was even some people who like got cut and then they did new people. Were you thinking you were ever even going to be on this show?
Honestly, no. When we got sent home, I did not think I was going to be brought back on the show. Obviously the age gap. And then not to mention just COVID happening. I didn't know if it was going to happen again. Started getting calls and I was like, I guess I'm coming back. I was very excited to still go back though, for sure.
And obviously, I mean, at the time everyone was thinking, okay, we know it's Claire and we know the list of the guys. So would everyone just be like reaching out to Claire? Would there be like stuff going on? And I know on the show, it just played out that, I think it was it Blake Moynes who like admitted to DMing her or something?
Yes.
And then obviously everyone thought she was, you know, fell in love with Dale's Instagram. But for you, were you like, I don't want to get in trouble? Was there any part of you that was like, should I reach out to this girl? Should I go watch her past seasons of the show? Like, what do you do with that information?
Definitely. And no, I definitely did not even consider it really, just because I was kind of like a big rule follower, I guess, to a certain degree at that point. Blake's the only guy I know that reached out prior. I don't really remember off the top of my head if anybody else said they did. Bold of him. It worked out at least.
It would just be hard not to be like, all right, let me go watch Juan Pablo season. Let me go watch Bachelor Winter Games. Like Claire had a lot of stuff out there and I know it's not fair to necessarily judge them that way, but it would be really hard for me not to watch it all.
No, that's a good point. And yeah, a lot of like what surprised me actually is like the amount of guys that were like on my season that like never watched one episode. And I was like, okay, like you're getting into this like big TV show. Like I watched at least a previous season or two, just to like get reacquainted with it. Cause I'm like, this is a big thing. Like I need to understand what I'm stepping into. But there was a surprising amount of people had no clue what was going on at all. They were like, oh, you get roses? I'm like, yes, dude. Like, what are we talking about right now?
That's insane to me. Like there's so much material to study or just to like understand what you're doing.
Exactly.
But you're at La Quinta Inn, which that must have been, you know, a situation already. And Claire falls in love with Dale in about 10 seconds. Were you guys all watching that unfold? Like, okay, this guy's got it in the bag. Should we even bother? Or did you think it was maybe just like a night one moment? Like how soon did you realize, oh, this is over as far as Claire's concerned?
Yeah, I mean, fairly early on. Of course, you got the first impression rose. So you're just like, dang, like he's a stud, obviously. So like it, you know, kind of made sense. But then I remember like one time the guys all went on a group date and they came back and just told the rest of us like Dale had like way more time than like each of the other guys. And at that point we were just like, okay, yeah, he's kind of seems like he's got this in the bag. So and that was really early on. But shout out to them though for figuring that out, I guess, pretty quickly.
I mean, it was made history in a different way. They're obviously no longer together. Did that surprise you when all that kind of played out? Or were you just like, who knows? It was such a whirlwind experience.
Yeah. Honestly, nothing surprises me now. Like, I don't even try to guess on what's going to work and what's not going to work. You never know with this world and the different personalities and like what people are really in their true intentions and stuff. So you never know. But who knows? I guess they both, what's it called, learned a lot from me. And I think Dale's with somebody now too. So excited for him. And I'm sure Claire's doing fine. So it all works out at the end of the day. So
it does. And you guys got Tayshia, who ended up being a great bachelorette as far as a viewer's point of view. And she obviously had a connection with Zach. But when you were filming that whole thing, and I remember just on the press side of it, like there was pictures of Hannah Ann at the resort. There were pictures of Tayshia at the resort. And we were trying to figure out Wells was there, which I think I later found out that he like filmed something with you guys that didn't air. And I was just like, what is happening? And what is the red herring? And obviously ended up being Tayshia. But what were you guys thinking? Like, how long was there between you guys figuring out Tayshia's your bachelorette and trying to figure out what they were keeping you there for if you Claire was gone?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, there's a little period of time there. You have a really good memory that you remembered all that. I almost didn't remember that.
My job, Ivan. It's my job.
Yeah. No, but no, we were all just like, had no clue what was coming next. Like, I think like half of us kind of thought it might have even been a Bachelor in Paradise type situation where they just bring in a bunch of girls and we just, you know, have a little party at La Quinta. But then, you know, half of us thought it was going to be a just a single bachelorette and they were just trying to figure it out. Had no clue who it was really going to be. I did kind of have an inkling that it could be Tayshia though. Cause I remember when I was going through the casting process, she was one of the people floated around as being the bachelorette. So I was like, okay, I remember like a list of girls that were kind of being floated around. So I knew of her at least.
So it was Tayshia. And were you instantly like, all right, I'm down to stay and meet her? Or was there any hesitation for you to be like, should I get off this crazy ride right now? Or should I just see what happens?
Oh no, I was definitely, I would say I was the most excited guy there from what I could tell. Like I really was. I remember I was the first one to greet her. I was very excited to have her there. She was definitely like, kind of remind me of girls I've dated in the past. I'll say, she's beautiful, of course. So I was very excited. And then like, you know, I just wasn't really making a connection with Claire at all. And like, we were fine and all, but just no connection there. So to have like an initial just connection with Tayshia was really exciting for me. And things really blossomed between us for a while there.
Yeah, you were definitely one. I remember I was like, I really liked you and I liked Zach. And I feel like Brendan was like, eh, and from a viewer's perspective. And I just remember thinking like, it's so nice that Tayshia really does have a connection with so many of these guys, because in theory they were cast for Claire. And I know that who knows how they go into how, what they pick and whatever, but I thought it was so fascinating that even though neither of the relationships technically worked out, there was engagements for both of them with a group of guys that were technically selected for one person. And Tayshia seemed to have a lot of connections with a lot of guys, including you. So I thought that was like a nice surprise that it worked out that way.
Yeah, no, I mean, very big surprise. Two like mini seasons in one and both ended up in engagements. It's kind of wild. Yeah, hats off to Zach. Zach's a great guy, all around great man, honestly. So, they definitely had a great, strong connection for sure.
How early did you guys realize that Zach was probably gonna win? I like asking that because sometimes people are like, oh, I saw right away with an eyes, and other people are like, no, like I thought it was me.
No, I definitely did not realize Zach was gonna win at all. The person actually that I thought she liked the most going through it was Brendan. That was like the person I was like, okay, like she's looking at him a little differently from what I could, you know, but from what I could gather. Other than that, I really wasn't too worried about anybody else. But it was a nice surprise to see that definitely. And I do know Zach's a great guy. Like I've had great talks with him while I was out there and became a friend for sure.
Yeah. Who are you still in touch with from the season?
A lot of the guys, we'll randomly talk to each other, but I definitely consistently talk to Damar the most, probably Riley and Noah. Those are like my three main guys I always talk to. I was just in Belize with Noah and Abigail, about to go see Damar in a little bit, a few weeks in Phoenix. So those are like, true lifelong friends at this point.
I just interviewed Noah and Abigail last week and I did was see like, that. Yeah. They are so freaking cute. And they were cute on the show, but like we didn't really get to see anything, but they didn't show much of them doing much of anything. So I was like, oh damn, they are really cute. And I was happy to hear that. So I'm glad that you're friends with them and they're going strong.
No, yeah, no, definitely. They definitely are. I hope to see them soon. I know they got a lot of travel planned too. I was happy that we were able to spend some time in Belize. Like it was a fun time. Abby's the best and he's my guy. So love both of them.
I love it. Okay. So in between these seasons, obviously we knew Matt James was already the Bachelor. But was there any talk from you? I know that they kind of throw things out. And would that be of something you would have considered if they were like, down the line, do you want to be the Bachelor?
To answer, yeah. I mean, if I was considered, I definitely would have done that. I think this is like the logical thing to do, to go down that process and be like, see what can happen. Was I ever like like a couple people like told me like, hey, well, we're going to keep you in mind for it. And I never got like an actual contract or anything like that. I never had it in my mind really at all, honestly, in the beginning, even just cause like, I just one, when I first went on the show, I was like, it was really clear. And I was just like, okay, the percent chance this actually works out is pretty low. Who knows how far I'll make it. So, you know, I'm just going to go here for an experience and see what happens. And then, when Tayshia came around and I made it super far and I realized like, oh boy, like, I guess I could be considered, but they already had Matt. So I really wasn't even thinking like that either. So I don't know. I definitely would have considered it though, for sure. But yeah.
How long did it take? I mean, I know it's a while back now and I'm pretty sure you have a girlfriend too, which I'm going to ask you about, but did it take you to get like quote unquote over Tayshia? Because for some people, I feel like they come off the show and they kind of snap out of it and they're like, oh, maybe that was the experience talking. And for other people, I think the feelings were real and it does take a while. And maybe they can't make that transition over into Paradise right away, or they couldn't accept a gig to be the next lead if it was filming soon. For you, what was that experience like? Do you think it's half and half, part feelings, part this show is insane and I had nothing else to think about for Tayshia, or did you really think you loved Tayshia?
No, yeah, I definitely grew strong feelings for her. It is a very unique situation that, you know, I've never gone through at all before. So was trying to process everything. I definitely liked her a lot. I'm not getting over her. I think I have a way of just like forcing myself to get over somebody pretty quickly. Like I rationalized it in my head, mostly because we broke up. I wasn't religious. She was religious. So like at that point I was like, I convinced myself, I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want somebody who's like, I'm open to dating everybody. I'm just not religious. I just don't affiliate with anything. And that's just how I am. So like if somebody didn't like accept me just for like that main core thing there, then it's like, it's fine. And then like, and that's her prerogative. Like I get it. Like everybody wants to, marry who they want to marry. So, I just like totally went with that and that's what I stuck with. So it was pretty quick for me, to get over it, to be honest.
I forgot about that. It was like that very ominous, like Ivan said something, but we didn't get to know what it was. And it was like, what could Ivan have said? And I actually think I came to that conclusion myself. And then I think you confirmed it on like Nick Vile's podcast or something that that's like what you said, but it was so like ominous. Like what could Ivan have done or said that Tayshia didn't like him anymore?
Yeah, no, I was. And then also just honestly living in the South too, where there's a lot of people who are religious down here. I was just very scared of that whole situation in general. Like everybody was guessing I was Muslim or atheist or whatever else. And I'm just like, guys, I'm just not religious. Like, I don't really talk about it. Like, I'm just not, it's just how it is. And then the whole world was asking like, what is Ivan's religion? I'm like,
That is kind of,
it's a very weird situation.
It is a weird situation. And it's kind of a double-edged sword because sometimes this show is criticized for not talking about real stuff. But then it's like, is it fair to make someone, you know, have to reveal everything or talk about something that they don't want to be like part of their story? I don't know. Like it goes both ways, I think. But Tayshia's season, I will say, also probably got a lot of praise for being one of the more real ones. Like there was real conversations about race, about religion, about stuff going on. So it goes both ways, kind of.
For sure. That makes sense. And my mindset was like, I was legitimately trying to figure out if I was going to marry this woman. So I had to put I know the cameras and everything's there, but like I was trying to figure it out. So we had to just learn things quickly and open up quickly. And that's just kind of where it got us. Too bad we didn't have that in the beginning, but, oh, well,
that's okay. Cause I feel like you also, was there any hesitation for you then going into Bachelor in Paradise? Because you did get, and I don't want to call it a good edit, cause I'm sure you're just a good person, but like you came off, fans liked you a lot after Tayshia's season from everything I can remember. And there's a risk going on Bachelor in Paradise that you might lose that good edit or that fan base, or it could skyrocket. Or it could stay the same. It's a risk though, a calculated risk for people to go on Bachelor in Paradise, but it's also, you could find someone, it could be fun. There's a lot of factors. For you, were there any hesitations to sign up for that show? Or were you just like, I mean, this was fun enough, like, let's see what happens. Or were you interested in someone specific? That's why you went, what went into that decision?
Yeah. No, I mean, I was definitely like, some alumni like tried to warn me like, hey, like watch out, you know, just because of the reasons you said. But for me, no, like the Bachelorette was a great experience for me. I made friends. You know, I had made a good connection with Tayshia. Everything was like, honestly great. So, and then not to mention, like, I really did become, well, I became friends with a lot of the guys, but a lot of the producers too, like I was very like cool with them and I appreciated them and, everything they did for me. And it was like a really good relationship and dynamic there. So like, I never really thought about not doing Paradise too much. I was pretty much going to do it for the most part. I do remember like going through Matt James' season. There was a lot of stuff going around though. So we didn't know if Paradise was going to happen. And then like a lot of the girls from there were trying to, you know, we were just trying to figure out things. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, but
yeah,
for as far as just the show itself, though, like I was definitely wanting to do it though.
Yeah, you were outspoken from what I can remember about the whole Chris Harrison thing, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
We don't have to go too far backwards, but yeah, I think you were asked a question and then, you know, you answered it.
Yeah, no,
right?
Yeah, I said something like, I would feel uncomfortable if Chris Harrison was the host, and everybody took it as like, Ivan's not going if Chris Harrison's the host. And that wasn't it at all. Like if he was there, I would have still showed up. I just would have been like, oh, this is a little weird. You know? Like,
yeah. That's so, uncomfortable doesn't mean I'm not going. That's true. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. And then, and since then it's all good. Like, Chris gave me a call, you know, people make mistakes and it's all good. And we had a good conversation. So, I appreciated that from him. And yeah, it was just a very interesting, weird dynamic in Bachelor Nation at that time. So yeah.
It really was. It really yes. was. That's interesting that he gave you a call though. That was nice. And then you guys got the guest hosts.
Yes.
And so who was your favorite guest host? And did you like that format? Because now they're going back to Jesse Palmer with Wells. And I think obviously Wells is the glue for sure. Mm-hmm. I think he's the most important part in all of this. So he probably could have just done it himself, but whatever. They're going Jesse Palmer and Wells versus these celebrity guest hosts and Wells. What did you think of the celebrity guest hosts, and what do you think of that move?
Yeah. I mean, that's all I've ever experienced. So I will say, I don't know Jesse at all. I think I've seen him a couple of times as an analyst maybe, but
right.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Getting to meet a new celebrity every week, like walking down to David Spade, Little John, like gave us a champagne shower at 6 a.m. or whatever it was. And we took a shot with him. I was like, this is crazy. This is really cool. So it's like, that was a very cool experience. I'm very grateful for it. Cause I think that's a little bit more exciting, to be honest, than, you know, maybe just one host. No offense to Jesse at all, but just one host the whole time versus like a new celebrity that you maybe grew up watching as a kid. So it was really cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think Kaylin Miller Keys actually said to me like last summer before that premiered, she was like, I feel like it's good for the contestants because they have something else to like look forward to or like get excited and get out of their head about, like, who's coming down the stairs versus just like every day waking up with, you know, either the anxieties of the day or trying to see what's going to happen. And that was like something to focus on. And I was like,
for sure.
That's good for you guys, but maybe not as good for us because we need everyone focused.
Yeah. That's a great point. That is another extra conversation that we spent a lot of time on, and like, who's going to be our next host?
Yes.
So, yeah.
What about Wells? I found that a lot of people really do say that he actually does give advice and like gets involved and gets invested, mm-hmm. And is there if someone wants to talk about it. Did you have that experience with Wells?
I'll say this. I did see Wells give advice, and a lot of people went to him for mentorship and stuff. For myself, I'm a little bit different, I feel like, compared to most of the contestants when it came to like communicating with producers and hosts and stuff. I'm kind of just more to myself. I don't really go to like anybody for advice too much. My parents, even though like I love them to death, I just don't really go to people's advice. I try to just like figure things out for myself. So they are there for that, he is there in that capacity. I didn't really like use it too much. It's just more so high level, you know, conversations with him. I didn't actually go to him for advice, I will say. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What was your drink of choice in Paradise?
Oh, what did we do? It was a mix. I think the thing that we always did, and this started in Tayshia's season though, we always would drink Chardonnay. And that was like,
really?
It's a very strange choice, but we would have quote unquote nay days with Noah, Damar, and we would just like drink as much wine as possible. And it was fun though. Like those were, if you ask those guys, they'll be like, yeah, I remember the Chardonnay days. I don't know how it started. I really don't. I think it was Damar probably, but that it just caught on, and that's what we would do. Just Chardonnay all day and enjoying the beach.
Yeah. Very funny. Chardonnay. I didn't see that one coming. Okay.
No, I'm telling you.
We saw you have a few little love interests on the beach, but one we didn't really get to see much of, and I just talked to her recently, was Kendall. Mm-hmm. And she told me that you guys definitely had like a connection, a couple, you know, a fun time together, got along really well, and you're still friends. But we didn't really get to see any of it. Would you say that that's accurate too?
Yeah, no. We didn't see any of it at all. People were definitely thrown off by that. Kendall's really cool. I appreciate her as a person. She was definitely going through a rough time, so it was just very hard to like make any of that work, honestly. But she is, yeah, she's a great person. She's very intelligent. She knows a lot about a lot, which is really cool. But yeah, I can never imagine going to the beach with my like ex there as they're falling in love. Like I would not sign up for that at all. So I fully understand that maybe she thought she could do it and whatnot, but it was just a struggle. Like that's a tough situation.
100%. And she told me she was only there for 4 days. I was like, you were like the star of the show from what I can remember.
She was there a very short time. You're right. Yeah,
I think they just aired her walking down and off the beach 1,000 times because the Joe Serena Kendall thing was a huge part of the storyline of the arc of the show. And I also told her, I was like, it did come off very mature though. Like every week they would like sit at the breakfast table and like, whatever, have these conversations. Like no one said anything bad about each other, which I thought said a lot about all three of them in the situation. Cause it would have been very easy to go in on anyone, any party there could have taken the low road if they wanted to, just because they're on the reality show and they probably were asked questions that would have helped them go on the low road.
No. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Full, yeah. Hats off to all three of them. They handled that as good as you can, I guess. Like it's a wild situation. Like I said, I just couldn't imagine doing that. That would not work out.
No. Did you find dating on Paradise easier or harder than you thought it would be?
Way harder than I thought it would be. Mostly cause like the people that I know were interested in me for sure, just weren't there really. So just like, that was a little tougher. And then like, for example, me and Jasenia never talked at all. But we did have a good connection, still friends now. And it was just like every single week I was giving a rose to a new person or getting a rose from a new person. So I'm just like, what is happening? Like, how can I actually make these connections, with anybody? I would have loved to have a situation where, you know, just found my person day one and we can just coast and have a good time, like Noah, Abigail, Joe, Serena, all that stuff. Like that would be a ideal situation. So it was definitely tough. But you know, it's just the way it like happens sometimes, like luck of the draw, almost, you could say. Like if I did have a person there, who knows, I would have had a totally different experience from the beginning. So but definitely tougher. Yeah.
I mean, obviously finding the phone was the big scandal. which was amazing TV, honestly, but it was like, and I know, I think I heard you say that you really did just find the phone is what you're saying. You found this producer's phone the hotel room. I think that phone was left there for you, Ivan.
The phone was, I mean, I said it on TV, so that's why I can say it again. The phone was left in my room with Noah as my roommate, and he can confirm exactly everything I'm saying. And we did not unlock it. It just is what it is. I don't like talking about that too much anymore, just because like I don't want to get in trouble. They aired it, so it's like there was a phone there. I did not go looking hard at all, I'll say that. And then I just made a decision, like, hey, this is a girl that I said since day one I wanted to see. I was honestly a very annoyed that she was not there. So I was just like, let me go see her. Like it was truly just out of like, let me go meet this girl. And then what do you know, me and her had like a great time that night, didn't escalate to like a crazy level, but just made a really cool connection. And then like all hell breaks loose the next day. So it was crazy. Yeah.
What percent chance did you and Alexa think that you were going to be able to get away with that as something maybe that happened that people didn't know about? Or did you know, I'm sure this will blow up anyway, but I don't care. Like, what were you thinking in that moment?
When I went there, I was not thinking about anything other than just meeting her. Honestly, I was not thinking this through really. The next morning, I fully thought nobody knew. Like it was her place wasn't that far. I made it back incognito. So like it was fine. I will say I was very tired the next day. So everybody was like, why is I been so sleepy? I need some extra rest. Like I'm tired.
But how much Chardonnay?
Yeah. And then like it was a rose ceremony that day. So like I was like, I'm not going to make it past this rose ceremony. Like I'm not talking to anybody at this place unless they bring Alexa or somebody else I'm interested in. Like there's no way I'm staying here. So it was like a F it moment basically. I was like, I'm not going to be here anyway. So like, let me just go say hi.
Yeah. From what I can remember, it was like you and Aaron arguing over Chelsea and then all the stuff. Do you have what was that? Tell me.
Yeah, that was it's a long, interesting situation. Like, yeah. And to be honest, like I wasn't arguing over Chelsea. People do like to say that, like he was arguing to me about Chelsea, but I wasn't arguing over Chelsea. I was arguing with him because he called me like a pussy and a bitch and all that stuff. Like at that point,
such a way with words.
Yeah, exactly. Like anything he said, he was going to slap me in my face. I'm like, I didn't say like any threats to him at all. As soon as he says all that stuff, I got in his face. I was like, what are you going to do? And that's like, I don't say one threat to him the entire time. I don't call him any names. I'm just like, what are you going to do, dude? Like, I'm not going to back down from you. So it really wasn't over her at all, which was like, it definitely seems like it. And he tries to make it seem like it, but like, it was just a crazy situation. I gave him the opportunity. I was very nice to him the entire time there. That's like one of the one people I don't like at all in the Bachelor world, but You know, I mean, he's still a pretty younger guy. You know, he's got some time to mature and stuff. I don't know him at all. Hope he's doing well and all that stuff. No hard feelings at this point. It's a year later.
Yeah.
Wish him the best. But yeah, it was just a crazy day. Crazy day. But no, I was fully ready to go to blows at that point because I was like, this dude, like, if he touches me, like, we're about to be fighting because he just pissed me off.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah. You weren't the only one who maybe had some issues communicating with him on the beach or on the season before. So I think that that's fair to say.
Yeah. No joke. Because I just felt like we did have a good, like, decent, like, relationship before then. Like I talked to him about a lot of different things, you know, gave him good advice and whatnot. He was a funny dude. And then for him just to like randomly like kind of turn up on me, I was just like, dude, like, yes, I get I'm talking to this girl, Chelsea, but like I wasn't, if he just like listened to me, I wasn't the initiator of that whole thing at all. Like he saw us kissing and all that stuff, but like she was initiating it. So it's like, it is what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of successful couples that came out of that season. A few that broke up and then got back together. We have Becca and Thomas who just got engaged. Obviously, you're friends with Abigail and Noah, Joe and Serena. Are you surprised that there was that many success stories? Or when you were watching them unfold, were you like, these couples are solid?
Yeah, no, there's quite a few. Yeah, Chris, Alana, they're together. Mm-hmm. Like there was... Yeah. And there are a lot of them are, I mean, other than Riley Marissa, I think everybody else is still together. Kenny Mari's working out great. I definitely thought that was going to work out really well. Serena and Joe look like they're going at their own pace on the same page. Becca Tom, like, yeah, no, it's a wild amount of people if you really think about it. So yeah, that's exciting for the guys or the guys and girls coming into this season, I guess, because you know, a third of the cast is probably going to end up with somebody after, it sounds like. So
that was
very cool to see.
And I, from everything I know, any day now, the cameras will be rolling again in Mexico. You won't be there, obviously, because you're talking to me. And because you have a girlfriend, correct?
Yes, I do have a girlfriend, so I cannot go back to paradise this year.
Oh, no. I don't know what you felt comfortable sharing or not sharing or how, whatever, but can you tell me about your girlfriend, how you guys met, anything like that?
Yeah, no, we actually go like way back, met her in college. She went to a different school than me. I was like in an engineering conference, like in Austin. She went to UT. I went to Texas Tech. You know, dated a little bit, then spent some time apart. She went to med school. I moved to Florida for a job, engineering job and stuff like that. And then really reconnected actually, like fall last year, she, got her first like, residency doctor. She's an anesthesiologist. She got her first job here in Dallas and then started to reconnect from there on. I did always kind of think with me and her that it could work out long-term. Like we are a very good match. We're from the same area. I've known her for forever. She's a good person. So I'm very happy that like we're together now and being able to be together and things kind of just like randomly work out. You know, who would have thought I would have taken this detour in life going on the Bachelorette and my Florida job and all that stuff. And then she randomly gets a job in Dallas now and lives not too far from me. So it all works out at the end of the day. So I'm very happy right now.
Did she watch these detours as we're calling them?
She definitely watched, I know, The Bachelorette with Tayshia. Did she watch Paradise? I don't think she watched too much of Paradise. I think she knows like some of the highlights, but like she didn't really watch the entire thing, I'll say.
I think that's a good mix because you want someone who maybe is aware of what this show was, because there's going to be people, at least for the foreseeable future, probably coming up to you, asking you about it. People like me reaching out to you. You want like someone who kind of gets it, but maybe not like a super fan who watched everything and knew every girl and every whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we were sitting, I think Tayshia's hosting the MTV Awards, right? Mm-hmm. So we were just sitting watching TV and that pops up and she's just like, looks at me and I'm just like... like, stop looking at me. Like, Jesus Christ. So it was a very funny situation. She definitely, no, we have fun with it a little bit. So it's all good.
I've actually heard from a few people that like they end up with someone they knew pre-show. And it does kind of act like sort of like an experience. Like you just need to like get out of a rut or do something. And then they either end up back with an ex or someone they knew before, because it is like a crazy thing. And then you maybe go back to something that's like comfort, or it just works out like timing wise. I don't know. But I think that that's actually maybe a little bit of a trend for some people.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. And honestly, my girlfriend's just such an amazing catch. Like we grew up in the same area. So we kind of just know each other a little bit. And in the fact, she's just so driven, as an anesthesiologist does great. Like we just get along. So it all works out at the end of the day. So very happy for it. Yeah.
I love that. What was being a Bachelor Live on stage guy like?
Oh my God. Absolute insanity. I don't know if you got to see one of the shows.
I did go to one. I am trying to remember who my, it's bad that I can't remember who my guy was.
Wait,
it was in New York.
maybe Justin?
Yes, it was Justin. It was okay, Justin. Yeah, yeah. Okay, gotcha. It was Justin. It was like, I had a lot of wine that night, you know, a lot of Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah. No, not Chardonnay, yes. But yeah.
It was
no,
just a wild show and I couldn't really describe it.
I didn't fully know what I was getting myself into. All I knew is like, we were going to be handing out roses. It wasn't for actual love or dating. Like right. They were just going to get prizes, I guess. And it was just for fun. But man, yeah, they ran through the whole show with me like the day that I arrived there. I didn't really know what I was going to have to do at all. But then they tell me, you know, you're gonna have to make fake orgasms and do this little dance. And I'm like, oh shit, what did I sign up for? But so yeah, from there, I knew I was just bring me some alcohol. I need some liquid courage. And we're going to go from there. They're like, how are you feeling about it? I could tell you're nervous. I'm like, yes, I'm very nervous. Just give me some alcohol and I'm going to figure it out. So no, but it was a lot of fun. We had, all I know is like, from what I could tell, the fans had a good experience at the show and a lot of laughs. So it was always fun.
Yeah, it definitely was funny. I think it's just, it really was a show in the sense that there was musical numbers out of nowhere. And now we're, you know, recreating movie scenes. And I was like, it's just a wild concept because in theory, the show is based on dating. And I know that it wasn't for you guys to date someone. Yeah. So it also wouldn't even make sense if you were the bachelor one night and then the bachelor again the next night, what happened to the girl? But it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
As a concept. But then it's just like good for them for pulling it off. But it's a very kind of a weird concept overall.
I fully agree. But it was, again, like that's one of those things where I'm like, I don't say no to too many like life experiences. So it was a fun life experience. I don't know if I'll ever be on a tour in my life again. So like, it was a great experience. I loved it.
Yeah. And you like still have your real job, correct?
Yes. I've always worked as an engineer. So I still have the same job. I work from home full time. So it's very flexible in that regard. So yeah.
And what does work think of Bachelor Ivan?
Oh, it's great. Honestly, like I think I know I work for a very big company, Lockheed Martin. So we have like 100,000 something employees. They did an article on me. I know last year it was definitely the most commented and liked article by far out of all the articles of the year. Because
I wonder why.
Very random situation. But no, it's good. It's good. And then like, you know, some of the, you know, my bosses and stuff will watch it. And a lot of like interns, I'll say, will like Skype message me like, hey, are you hiding from the Bachelor? Like, yeah, hey. So it's it's all good. It was a cool thing for
yeah, and you're the company. Lucky, yeah. Your company let you kind of take the detours.
No, yeah. And that's the great thing about them. Like it's so I'm very fortunate. I get every Friday off. So I only work Monday through Thursday. And then like my boss is just amazing. Like it was zero, like he was like, go for it. Like he didn't and no pushback at all for Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette. They knew how I was going to carry myself. So they trusted me and that's why, you know, I'm still there too. It's just a very good situation right now.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then you get to do any of the like fun influencer stuff for actual fun and like extra cash versus like your life being dependent on it. Cause I always say like good for people who can pull that off, but like, are you ever scared that like the rug's going to be taken out from under you? Like in some sense, like the longer the years go by, like the less quote relevant you are in the Bachelor world. And like, how do you keep yourself up there? You know what I mean? Like, if that makes sense, like.
Are you talking about for the influencers?
Yeah, just like being an influencer is a full-time job. Like, good for you. That's awesome. But I would imagine that it's probably comforting to like have a real job too.
No, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Like for myself, I'm a very like numbers oriented guy. So like I see like the amount of people that actually can make it like full-time and influencing and make like life-changing money. Cause like, trust me, like I had no clue how much money you can make from influence at all. Like it's a wild
amount.
I've seen some crazy numbers. I'm doing crazy numbers. I feel like at my little following. So it's definitely a nice extra bit of cash though. But yeah, just being able to like, I know, like even if I left my job now, I could get another engineering job at any moment. So it's good for me. And I love that in my current job. I love it right now. So, but yeah, the people who like go full fledged into it, it's definitely a slow decline. I'm sure I see people trying to do it all the time. So, you got to figure it out. It's a very competitive space. Like that's what all the kids in the world want to do right now. So
yeah,
it's wild. Yeah,
it is wild. I mean, you don't have to answer this and I'm not Jason Tardik on Trading Secrets, but like, do you want to give me a number for one of the craziest deals you've ever gotten?
Ooh.
You don't have to say the brand.
Jason definitely does do that.
Yeah. The Jason Tardik in me. I just channeled him. Yeah,
I'll say this. I definitely make way more in influencing than I do in my engineering job right now, which surprises
good for you.
Which surprises a lot of people because I have a good job. So
yeah, you do. And you went just like you actually had to learn a skill and that you're applying it. And again, no hate. Like I'm just jealous. I wish my job was being an influencer too. But that's awesome. Good for you.
No. And I get to partner with some honestly like great brands right now. Like and I love just getting like the long term contracts with people where you could really build a rapport with the people that are actually working there. So that's really nice. So it's a fun thing, you know. I definitely enjoy it. Very new to it still. So it's crazy, but awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Ivan, for taking time out of your busy day. You have two careers and a girlfriend and detours that we had to explore. So thank you so much for going down this road with me, Ivan.
Of course. No, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.